Well, hello and welcome to another episode and show of Real Estate Investing with Jay Connor. I'm Jay Connor, your host and the Private Money Authority. And if this is your first time tuning in, I want to give you a very, very special welcome. Here we talk about all things real estate investing, how to find the hot deals, how to do commercial deals, self-storage, land, single family houses, apartments, you name it, we talk about it all. And as you know, if you've been tuning in, I have amazing guests that have joined me here on the show. Today is no different. But before I bring my guest on, I've got a free online class for all of my audience to tune into. And it's on how to get funding for your deals, regardless, not relying on your local bank or mortgage companies. When I first started investing in 2003 into single family houses and flipping, I relied on the local banks, but in 2009, I got cut off with no notice, and I was introduced to this wonderful world of private money. Since that time, I have not missed out on a deal for not having the money. So check out this website, this URL after the show, and I will show you how to get funding for your deals without relying on local banks or mortgage companies. You can go on over to www.jayconner.com/money podcast and get that free training. That's www.jayconner.com/money podcast. Well, today we're going to be talking about here on the show how to find the hot, motivated sellers that you can do business with. So, you know, whether you are a wholesaler and you're assigning contracts or if you're flipping houses, it doesn't really matter what you're doing in real estate investing, particularly in single family houses. I know that you are looking for ways to find the motivated sellers, the hot deals to find. And most of these deals, as you know, today we find are off market. They're not in the multiple listing service. So today we're talking about not relying on the multiple listing service, but actually being in charge of your own destiny and locating motivated sellers. So what in the world am I talking about? Yes, believe it or not, folks, the United States Postal Service is still open and is still working. The Postal Service has not closed. For all of you that are out there just relying on, you know, the internet, well, this is a wake-up call. In fact, I don't know a better time than right now that to be taking advantage of the direct mail service for the United States Postal Service, because so much of your competition has gone away and has gone over actually to the internet. So my guest today, my friend and fellow mastermind member, is Ryan Dixon, and Ryan is with reiprintmail.com. So Ryan, welcome to the show, man.
Hey, thanks, Jay. Thanks for the invite. Happy to be here.
Absolutely. So I just answered the question, is direct mail dead? But I want you to give your own data and your own, you know, backup information so this audience just isn't relying on me. So how do you know direct mail is still working and is not dead today?
Well, you know, the short answer is we're breaking records every year. We're the fastest growing REI print house in the United States right now. And this last year was no different, just smashed through all the records. So we know that we've got, you know, a lot of return customers. And we think that that is because the internet, the cold calling, text blasting, not to mention the legal concerns with a lot of it. But not only that, it's getting oversaturated with a lot of people that didn't necessarily have a budget. So they, you know, flow into those buckets. And then when they do that, it becomes less effective. And then more people switch over to mail. They realize that it is still effective because you can't unsubscribe your mailbox, and you're not going to be able to. So the point is, even when you're throwing away mail, you still have to look at it to throw it away. So at a certain point, you have a few seconds to catch their attention. That's what we're good at. We're good at creating unique mail. We've invented some of the coolest things in the industry to grab that attention and just help get past the trash can. But just our growth rate and our constant return of our really large customers that have been with us for a very long time, we're a 27-year-old company, just proves that mail isn't dead, and we're actually expecting a fantastic year.
So before we dive in on talking about, you know, what do you think the hottest lists are they're working today and what's getting the best response and et cetera, how about give my audience an overview of exactly what are the services and what does reiprintmail.com do, and then what makes you different?
Sure. So, you know, we're a direct mail house that really, we really target and work really well with real estate investors because we're a real estate investor owned company. President of our company is a real estate investor. I'm a real estate investor. Numerous other people and our direct mail coaches, most of them are real estate investors. The fact is that as a real estate investor owned company, we just get it. We understand it. We want our own deals. And so using mail to do that is just, it's just in our nature. And so what we do that's different than everybody else is direct mail coaching. So we figured out a long time ago, especially when you're a larger real estate investor and you're spending some serious money on your marketing, that you really need somebody to hold your hand and guide you through what the best practices are in the industry. And it's important to follow the best practices. And so if we can coach our customers, they get better results. If they get better results, then they come back. And when they love us and come back, then they bring other people with them. And so we figured that out a long time ago, and it's just been an explosive results ever since we really took up that mantra. So besides that, what we invent are products. You know, we invented AccuPix mailers, which is a street view product. So we put a picture of the house directly on the mail piece. We also put a Skyview picture. We're the only company that does that. A Skyview picture of the neighborhood with one of those Google map dots right on top of the house. That goes on the mail piece too, if you want it to. That's just one or two of the bells and whistles. We recently created AccuText, which is basically a reverse texting feature. It's really interesting. We put on a mail piece, a short code that has, let's say you got a picture of your house on there. It already gets the attention, but it says, is this your house? I want to buy it. Text ABCD to 1234 to get a fair cash offer, or call and you got your tracking number. Well, if somebody chooses to text that short code, two things happen. One, the prospect gets a personalized text message from you stating their name, stating that you're going to call them and that you're going to reach out. The next thing that happens is the marketer gets a single neat file emailed to them with the first name, last name, property address, mailing address, and cell phone number you just captured of that prospect, all in one neat file that can be uploaded directly into a CRM. So it makes it really simple. Not only that, you know they're staring at their phone when they did it. So you could call them right away while they're engaged, and you can walk them through the sales process immediately. And if they don't answer, you've got their cell phone. You know you can try again. You know you're generally going to be able to get a hold of them. So that's called AccuText. We invented that. That's on about 80% of everything we sell. It's a very popular product. And, you know, just our uniqueness of our mail pieces, all of them can be seen at reiprintmail.com. Make sure and check out self mailers as well, not just letters and postcards. They're great, but there is an area called self mailers that is really interesting and is getting some of the highest response rates we see in all of our mail pieces. That's probably what sets us apart besides our direct mail coaching.
Well, I love the AccuText product that you've got there, because with that being the call to action, that's how people communicate today. They don't want to pick up the phone and call anybody. They for sure don't want you calling, because they're not going to answer the phone and not recognize a phone number. So I would anticipate that with the call to action being by texting, that the response rate is definitely higher than having a call to action of just a phone number. Have you run any stats since you started offering that product as to how much greater your response rate is since the call to action is to text versus calling?
So I can't speak for all of the other direct mail coaches on staff. Me personally, I see that anywhere from 20 to 30% of the leads that, let's say, come in over the course of a campaign, 20 to 30% of those are usually attributed to that reverse texting function. You know, and an interesting point as well is that when they text that short code, they have now legally opted in. So to our knowledge, that is really the only legal opt-in that we've seen in this industry. You know, cold calling has always been a gray area, text blasting, all that, RVMs, they're all ringless voicemail. You know, you've got a lot of gray area with all that. This isn't gray. This is black and white. They've opted in when they've texted that code, allowing you to reach out to them in a legal fashion, which is pretty neat.
Right. Now, why is it called reverse texting or reverse lookup?
Well, that's something that we named it because really what you're doing is you're sending messages out to the people that really initially sent the mail in the first place. So it is almost a reverse texting function, but we thought it kind of described it well, not to mention it's just a pretty cool name.
Right. So let's make sure we understand. So they get a mailer, whether it's a postcard, letter, whatever, they get a mailer. The call to action is for them to text a particular number. Mm-hmm. So when they text, obviously, so that email automatically goes out. The marketer's got a fresh lead. Mm-hmm. But do you have a reverse lookup option to where the software is saying, this is who we think the name of this person is?
Well, so actually, when you provide a list to me or when I provide a list to you, let's say you buy a list from us or you go buy a list from somewhere else and you use that for your mailing, generally you have a first name, a last name, a property address, and a mailing address. What our software is doing here is it's appending that list with a short code. So if you give me 10,000 lines of addresses, I'm going to append it with 10,000 different short codes. When the software sees that short code was typed in, it basically just sends you a record and says, hey, you know, John Smith at 1422 Floreville Lane just sent this text message, and this is the cell phone he sent it from. It's pretty simple, but there's actually nothing out there like it. But at the same time, they're opting in. At the same time, you get a real-time lead. And at the same time, you're able to reach out to them and really strike up a conversation immediately. So it's very unique.
I love it.